This is a dictation for Mark Richardson, M-A-R-K-R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S-O-N. Mr. Mark Richardson, date of service is January 27, 2026. Date of birth, 3/18/1993. Date of accident is 11/12/2025. Mr. Richardson is a victim of an automobile accident that happened on 11/12/2025. He was traveling as a passenger on the left side and the accident was T-bone driver's side. The impact has caused him mild headaches without major TBI symptoms. But he started having severe pain in the left shoulder, left knee, and lower back. He also had some pain in the left hip and right knee as well. He has a difficult time lifting the arm beyond 120 degrees of abduction. He is undergoing physical therapy, and he reported that his pain is usually between 8 to 10. There are no radiation of pain to the upper or lower extremities, fingers, or toes. He's able to walk reasonably well, except for the pain in the knees that is affecting his ability to walk upstairs or downstairs. And he's begging for injections to the shoulder and knee at this time. ADLs are affected 10. Patient reports 0% relief so far, and he's requesting some further help. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review. Additional issues, substance abuse, as well as the compliance plan. In physical examination, blood pressure is 120 over 81, pulse is 80, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 1/8/2026, dictation number 0304-002. Except the shoulder range of motion of maximum abduction without pain is 120 degrees and forward flexion is 120 degrees. There is no motor weakness in any of the extremities. The patient is off work at this time. Diagnosis will remain the same. Plan is to continue providing the patient with some pain relief, which is Norco 7.5325 to 12 hours for 15 days. A deep tissue pain relief ointment is provided with a specialty pharmacy compounding. Maps were reviewed and the labs have been found to be in compliance. New labs have been ordered. And physical therapy has been ordered to continue. And medications are provided, which is Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effects, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach pain, Zoloft 50 milligram twice a day for depression, anxiety, around 10, 600 milligram twice a day for the neuropathic pain, Lidocaine is for topical pain relief. Patient is being provided the following procedures today, which is intra-articular injection of the left shoulder, injection of the left supraspinatus and left infraspinatus tendon, and intra-articular injection of the left knee. Medical indications are based on the history and physical finding as well as the MRI findings. The patient has severe pain in the left shoulder, unable to lift more than 100 or 120 degrees of abduction or forward flexion, having a difficult time carrying out his duties. In addition, he has an injury to the infraspinatus and subscapularis tendon. And the patient is being advised about this and he has signed a consent. Regarding the left knee, patient has an ongoing severe pain in the left knee. He also has some pain in the right knee as well, but left knee has been really been affecting him. He do not have a limping, but he's having some pain on walking, especially on going upstairs, downstairs. MRI is positive for meniscus tear as well as sprain of the ACL. The patient is wearing a knee brace and also the ace bandage for further help. The procedure for intra-articular injection of the left shoulder, intra-articular injection of the left knee, and injection of the tendon of subscapularis, supraspinatus, and infraspinatus of the left side are done according to protocol. 5 cc injection was provided to each area with mixed with the Marcan 0.5% and dexamethasone. The patient tolerated the procedure very well, and he is being released home to be seen in 2 weeks' time. Thank you.